Hello?
Hello, this is Dominic returning your call for customer support. How can I assist you?
Hi, my name is Madeline Valderrama.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay?
Sure.
I'm going to send you, one second.
The best of the business. Our Sunday night football crew, lots of folks who didn't get home for the holidays to see their family. Thank you one and all for a job well done. And everybody in the truck as well. Your rest of the top, Rob Highland, our entire team. Thank you all. Our final score tonight, Philadelphia. Eagles 40, Packers 33.
Okay, so I'm sorry about that. How can I assist you?
Yeah, I received a call from my bank today regarding 6732 that was deducted from this company.
Okay, so we're just a third-party call center that serves multiple companies and multiple products, but I can try to assist you with this.
Sure. I got it, says here. Hold on, I think I have.
If you can provide me with that zip code.
60622, my zip code. It says here, let me see, I think I have it here. Amazing Grade.
Okay, give me 1 second. Can you verify your first and last name?
Madeline Valderrama.
Okay, how do you spell that, ma'am?
Madeline. And Valderrama is VSM Victor AL. DERRAMA.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Can you verify your shipping address? I do see an account in here for you.
1017 North Francisco Avenue, Chicago, Illinois 60622.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Okay, just give me 1 second while my systems load, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, so I do see where on November 8th you placed an order for a drone. Do you recall that?
Okay, no, that was a problem. They said that the only thing that I have to pay was the shipping charges. That little piece of thing is only like 2 inches long.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, it did state in those terms and conditions that customers' orders a free gift, paying only shipping, which then enrolls them to a monthly gadget club. They do not call in and cancel within 24 to 48 hours. And
they didn't tell me none of that.
Yes, ma'am, it was in the terms and conditions, but I can get this canceled for you.
Can you cancel it and reimburse my money? Yes, please. Because I don't even know what is this for.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, they would consider that a valid charge. So the most that what I can refund is 35% of that charge.
A what?
Yes, ma'am, because they're considering that a valid charge. It was in those terms and conditions.
Okay, but how am I supposed to know if they didn't send me anything? I didn't know.
Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, the most that I can refund is 50% of that charge because that is a valid charge and it is stated in the terms and conditions when you was placing the order.
What terms and conditions are you talking about? They didn't send me anything. I didn't have anything at all. That was an online thing. They sent me a message saying that I want that free drum. I requested it and that's all I saw from there.
So yes, ma'am, when you went on there to place an order, it was in those terms and conditions.
There was no terms and condition. It was just a single sheet saying my shipping address and how I was going to pay the, like any regular purchase. That was it. There was nothing else.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. I'm on the website that you placed an order from, and it is in those terms conditions.
There was not a website. There was nothing. They said that I want this room from, I think it was T-Mobile. So I filled up the my payment information, my shipping information, and that was it. There was no website at all. That's why I don't understand why they charge me this amount of money, because I did not place an order for anything. I don't even know what is this for. All I know is that T-Mobile said, I want a drum. I requested it, and that was it.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Travel to the skies or through the roof. Getting home to Chicago when celebrating Thanksgiving can be busy.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. When you received the email and you clicked on that email to go and place that order, it was in those terms conditions at the bottom. Yes, ma'am.
You guys are slick. You guys like to steal people's money. Hardworking people at that.
No, ma'am. We're not stealing anyone's money.
There's nothing. Okay, how am I supposed to know that there's any type of terms and condition when Timo was saying that you want a drone that, by the way, I thought it was like a real drum, and that the little thing, it looks like a roach. That's how small it is. And now I have to pay for somebody else's. I don't even know what is this for. What company am I calling? I don't even know what terms and conditions you're talking about. What was the money deducted for anyways?
It was for an online gadget store where you receive $125 voucher in your email. And we're just a third-party call center. So, yes, ma'am. It was in those terms and conditions, and the most that I can refund is 50% of that charge.
You know what? Just refund my money, cancel this whole bullshit, because if you're a third-party, how come you first said 35 and now you're coming to 50? I don't believe that either.
Because it's a courtesy refund, ma'am.
Refund me my money. Refund me my money. I don't want to hear nothing else. Cancel
well, thank you for calling
or
customer
whatever
support.
The bullshit it is.
You've been canceled. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.